Bahrain's regime forces cracked down on protesters who were mourning for a 17-year-old youth killed by government troops a day earlier. The protesters have held a funeral for Ali Khalil al-Sabah in the village of Bani Jamra, west of the capital Manama. Sabah was shot dead by regime forces there on Tuesday. He's the latest victim of the ongoing crackdown by the al-Khalifa regime on dissent. However, police say that he died after a bomb he was holding in his hands went off. They also claim that he was wanted for criminal offenses. Bahrain has been the scene of pro-democracy rallies for more than 2 years now. The al-Khalifa is responding with heavy-handed tactics which have led to scores of deaths and thousands of detentions. Let's bring in Roddy Shakespeare. He's the chair of the Committee Against Torture in Bahrain, and he joins us from London. Roddy Shakespeare, if we want to take a look at Bahrain, we have to take a look at both the United States and Saudi Arabia, of which, of course, based on what is happening on the ground in Bahrain, many are saying it's Saudi Arabia dictating what is going on there. But we know that Saudi Arabia and the U.S. are at loggerheads now on a variety of issues. Does that mean that the U.S. now is left helpless if they were to do anything in regards to Bahrain?
Saudi Arabia and the USA are not at loggerheads. You've got the Saudis, a family who have nobody is loyal to them, so all the time they fear they're being betrayed. But the reality is that Saudi Arabia is maintained by the USA, that the killer caliphs are maintained by the USA, and Bahrain, Saudi Arabia, and the USA are hand in glove and in practice maintaining and expanding Israel. The Saudis lie their heads off, but they could get rid of Israel by calling a boycott, which would be successful if the Saudis took place. So when it comes to lies, hypocrisy, viciousness, totalitarianism, and making lies up about a young boy who's just been murdered, claiming he had a bomb, the opposition in Bahrain was being peaceful from the beginning, and what happens? They just get shot in the face and blinded. This is what you get from the Saudis. This is what you get from the Bahrainis. And this is what you get from the Americans.
So I guess there would be no chance for the U.S. to reconsider their U.S. Fifth Fleet that is stationed in Bahrain.
Look, the USA is now despised right throughout the world. It is laughed at. It can't get its budget right. It is despised and it is hated. If the USA had any sense at all, it would get out of the Persian Gulf, ensure there are modern democracies, and then trade with them in the normal way. But the trouble with the USA, it's controlled by Zionism, it has an imperial mindset, it's completely out of date, and decent, sensible people now despise the USA, particularly when it supports the killer caliphs and the torturers and the Ba'ath and the Saudis.
Thank you very much for that. Chair of the Committee Against Torture in Bahrain, Roddy Shakespeare, talking to us from London. Thank you.